Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Caddy. She's inside this one.
This is JP.
Toothpick's back there. Hurry, help me get these things open.
Mars, here, there's a latch at the top.
Wake cycle initiated. Reserve power transferred to cargo bay 15. Lighting 100%.
Caddy, can you hear me?
They're not waking up.
Me!
Mars? I can't see you. Everything's so blurry.
I'm here. I'm right here next to you. I'm grabbing your hand. Do you feel me?
I do, Mars. I do. I see shadows. Where are Toothpick and JP?
They're here, still sleeping.
I need to get out of this pod.
Wait, let me help you. You're gonna fall.
Ah!
I got you.
My legs, kind of wobbly.
Hang on to me. How long have you been in there?
I don't know. We were put into the pods right after we left you at Pruitt Prep.
You've been asleep for 6 months?
6 months. My eyes are getting clearer. Mars, is someone with you?
It's me, Caddy.
Aurora? Is that you?
Surprise!
Aurora, you're here! Mars, you found her!
I did, and we have a lot to tell you. But how are you here? Why are you here?
After we said goodbye and Mr. Q let us out, he gave us the choice to come along anyway, but only if we got in the sleep pods. He said there wasn't enough food on board for all of us if we were awake.
JP!
I feel like I swallowed 1,000 sweaters.
Hey, JP.
Aurora? Aurora! We've got you! Great! Does that mean we can turn around and go home now?
Toothpick!
Are we there yet? Are we on Mars?
Not exactly, Toothpick.
We've come to help you save Aurora.
I'm here, Pick.
Oh, nice to see you, Aurora.
I hear you've got a girlfriend now.
I do. It's a long-distance relationship. Good boy, Droney. Did you sleep well?
Toothpick insisted on bringing his pet drone along for the ride. I don't know about you, but I'm getting out of this pod.
Guys, where is Jonas?
He was too injured to make the trip, but he's going to be okay. Mr. Q told Jonas he could head up the gaming complex at Pruitt Prep. He was pretty stoked. Mars, is it my blurry eyes, or do you not seem that happy to see us?
You're not supposed to be here, Toothpick. None of you is supposed to be here.
Well, we are here.
Because Pruitt lied, again. He promised me you could go home, back to your families, to live a nice, safe life.
We didn't want to leave you. We're supposed to be a team.
Mars is right, Pick. It's not safe here. That's why the Martians have been trying to go home for months.
Not alien Martians. That's just what they call themselves. Aurora's kind of the boss. They call her Fang.
Oh, like your one-tooth cat?
Yeah, that's right, Pick.
We have to find a way to get you all back home.
Mars, you don't get to make decisions for us anymore.
That's not what I was doing.
It's exactly what you did. You sent us away.
I just wanted what was best for you guys.
What you thought was best for us.
You're going to attack Mars for trying to keep you safe? He made a huge sacrifice for all of you.
We didn't ask for it, Aurora.
So what? You should be grateful that he spared you, Caddy.
I knew coming here was a bad idea.
I would personally like to see the planet Mars.
Hate to break it to you, but it's a giant dust ball. We're not meant to live there.
I promised Epica I'd bring her a Mars rock.
She'd probably turn into a pair of shoes.
I don't think you all realize what a mistake you made coming here. Why aren't you thanking Mars?
You should talk about being thankful, Aurora. Mars gave up his whole life to look for you. We all did.
I'm grateful that Mars is here with me. He's going to help us get home.
I'm gonna get back in the pod.
Guys,
now.
Really?
JP,
why
you can't
get back in the pod?
Guys!
Listen!
Droney says he detects a countdown.
Countdown?
I don't know how it was triggered, but we have 15 minutes and 20 seconds until the space station self-destructs.
Axel to Aurora. I'm in the belly of the beast, close to the bridge. I hear something. Talking. Someone is here!
Authorization, Axel M Delta 483.
Door open.
Pruitt, I'm coming in. It's Axel. Remember me?
Get that cargo bay. Ship it out of the sky. Move out now.
A recording? What is all this? Transmission equipment?
Power grid failing. Shutting down podcast transmission.
Podcast?
I wasn't planning to take this drastic step so soon, but nothing can get in the way.
Podcast transmission terminated.
Listening to this podcast. It's me, Daisy Zhang, all the way up here on the red planet. That's Daisy with the Y, in case you forgot. Maybe you're in the backseat of your parents' car, or just chilling out in your room with your earbuds in. You must think that's pretty great, but you know what? That's not so great. In fact, that's not great at all. That's just normal. Average. Unspecial. You're not unspecial, are you? Of course not. You're the kind of kid who wants to make a difference in the world. A kid who craves adventure and dreams bigger than the biggest dreams on Earth. A kid like me, Daisy Zhang. If you want to join me and my friends in Oliver Pruitt's colony, go to PruittPrep.com today. See ya in stars. And see ya on Mars.
How long do we have, Pig? 13 minutes.
Now would be a good time for a plan, Mars. I didn't come all this way to bite it 15 minutes after we wake up.
How did you get up here from the planet?
We took this little ship, barely holds 4 kids. Aurora's friend, Axel, was the pilot. That puts us 2 over.
Can we squeeze? JP, Caddy, and I haven't had a meal in 6 months. Our collective mass is decidedly reduced.
I'm not leaving here. This space station is where they dock the ships from Earth. It's our only chance of getting home. We have to figure out how to stop the countdown.
There isn't time, Aurora.
I'm not going back. Axel, where are you? Computer, stop the self-destruct.
Access denied.
Aurora, you have to come with us.
No.
Aurora, please. I know you've had a hard time, but you have to listen to Mars.
Don't do that, Caddy. Don't try to get in my head. You don't understand. I can't go back to Mars. I won't go back.
Droney says we have precisely 8 minutes and 15 seconds.
Aurora, please, take my hand. Let's go. It's not worth dying for.
This was always a one-way trip for me, Mars.
You said you trust me. I'm asking you to do it one more time. We'll call the colony. Let them know we're going to need someone to come and get us once we're out there.
Droney says the station's radio is offline. We can't call anyone.
Whoa, is this a party?
Axel, where have you been?
You all know this place is about to blow, right?
Axel, what's in the backpack?
It's Pruitt's communication equipment.
5 minutes till self-destruct.
We've all got to get into the lifeboat, now!
Breathe out, JP.
Guys, come on. I never breathed my family.
I think we can make it if we just
stop touching my butt. I'm not bending.
Can you stop, JP? Can you try to squeeze into this space right here?
Maybe if I cut a leg.
You smell, bro.
JP's right.
Maybe if I cut a leg, they'll never be able to close the hatch.
Everybody out!
We have to make some room. Hey, you.
The name's JP.
Okay, JP. You look strong. Start pulling everything out of the lifeboat.
That I can do. Wait, who are you again?
This is Axel. He's the pilot. Are you saying rip everything out?
Seats, control console, anything on the inside.
But then we'll just be floating out there.
Better than dead.
We just have to hope that someone comes to rescue us before we drift off into deep space.
So we just start ripping up the ship?
That's the idea, JP.
If I attach Droney to the outside of the ship, his thruster can help give us minimal control.
The professor has a point. I say bring the drone.
Wait a second. What's this? This is mine.
What is it, Mars?
This can't be possible. This was my favorite toy, a Pruitt Industries rocket.
And you know this is yours how?
JP, look at the side. Nail polish from my mom helped me name it.
The Manu One. Your real name, Mars.
But hurry up, toss it. We don't have much time.
Is this some kind of message or a clue?
Pruitt's messing with your head. It's a trick. Everything he does is a trick.
Except setting his space station to self-destruct. We currently have 3 minutes.
Everyone into the ship. Mars, let's go.
But we knew one. This means something.
It's go time, come on. Pressure suits on. You could hold off on putting your helmets on for now.
Axel, you're taking that radio equipment with you?
It might just save our lives. Everyone in.
Stop pushing!
Everyone in is everyone in! I'm closing the door!
We'll need to get clear of the station as soon as we separate.
Well, without a console, there's only two ways to undock. Fast and faster.
Ship release in 10 seconds.
We're going to make it, Mars.
8. 7.
Whose leg is in my back?
6.
Stop moving around, JP!
Hold on, everyone!
Or don't!
2.
Look down there. It's Mars.
Whoa. Wow. That looks way cooler than I thought.
It's beautiful.
From up here.
The countdown is over. The station didn't...
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.